Blog Talk Radio.
Get ready for the most anticipated literary event in the South. African Man for the Move Book Club presents the ABC National Meeting, catering to the best-selling and independent artists on a national level. Readers, get ready for up-and-close and personal contact with today's most prominent artists. The ABC National Meeting will have book signings, book lovers' breakfast, artist speeches, workshops, author interviews, the Neo Soul Players Night, and introducing the ABC Awards Ceremony, honoring some of today's most achieved workers in the literary world. Do not be the last one to register today. Visit us at aabcnationalmeeting.blogspot.com and vote for these year's nominees at aabcvoting.blogspot.com. The ABC National Meeting will be held June 13th through the 14th of 2009 in San Antonio, Texas. A Southern literary event you must attend. See you there. Book lovers. Authors with a Passion is coming to a city near you. Masterfully curated by authors India B and Tamika Newhouse, AWP Book Tours is designed to bring music, open mic, book discussions, book signings, one-on-one author contact, and book giveaways. Get ready for the best literary event you have ever attended. Featuring 10 authors, including poets, urban Christian authors, motivational speakers, romance and drama authors, and even mystery. Authors with a Passion Book Tours are currently looking for sponsors to sponsor an event. Wanting to sponsor Authors with a Passion Book Tours? Inquire to them at sponsors@authorswithapassion.com. Or if you want to visit all 10 authors, visit www.authorswithapassion.com. See you there. Dynamic group of devoted members who take on the responsibility of promoting AANBC and our authors. We are the backbone to the success of our authors, and the AANBC Street Team focuses on promoting our Black writers. Being in the Street Team, you are recognized, supported, and best of all, you are entered in our monthly prizes. You are also encouraged to search on AANBC chapter and your local city. At the very end of the year, the most successful Street Team member is honored with an in-person meeting and a money prize presented by our president, Tamika Newhouse. So what do you have to do to join? Simply email us at aambookclub@yahoo.com to get your application today and get started. Join the AANBC Book Review Team? Well, contact us today. Your reviews will be published online and used by the authors on a national level. Now, what do you have to do to qualify? Simply email us at aambookclub@yahoo.com to get your application and get hired today. Remember, do not apply if you're not going to be a devoted member.
so confused, but it's alright. Living day by day, I feel so used, that ain't right. I just wanna run and hide, but I don't have the time to cry. It's alright, it's alright, alright. Any thoughts are running through my head, it's alright. Wishing to be somewhere else but here, and it's alright. I can't wait to see your face, I need a smile in your embrace.
Welcome on to the very first open mic of the year. We hope to have a few callers call in tonight to quote their synopsis, have poets come in and quote their poems. So we're really looking forward to having a great night this evening. For those, anyone who wants to call in and get on the mic, they can call in to 646-716-4093. I'm very excited about tonight, mainly because we haven't done open mic since November, so it's been a while. So I hope that people can remember the concept and be encouraged when they know that when they're calling in, other people are hearing their works and hearing about their books. So I'm really excited about that.
We're going to start out the night, of course. I usually jump off the night with something I've been working on, with a synopsis of my books or something that I've written down or something. I'm always working on something new. So I definitely am going to start the night off with a written word for myself. And again, for those who would like to call in, the lines are open. We do allow one person to speak at a time. And again, the call-in number is 646-716-4093. Now, for those who are new with the open mic on AMBC Radio, pretty much what we do is we just lag you about 10 to 15 minutes to call in. You will either quote your synopsis or off the top of your head, you can tell us about your book. So we give everybody the opportunity to speak about their books, tell us where we can get their books, and some of the success as far as like your web leads and things like that. So we look to promote a lot of people here. So that definitely is what the open mic for now. It is kind of geared towards authors, but we also like to have poets come on and quote any of their poems that they have going on. I also would like to quote some of the poems that are featured on the AMBC website tonight. They are from some well-known poets, and I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy those. They're fairly short, but they get straight to the point. So I'm really excited about that. So, again, for those who are new with the concept of open mic, the call-in number is 646-716-4093. And the sooner you call in, the better, because we don't want you to get stuck on the line and then we run out of time and then you won't be able to get on. And we only do the open mic once a month. So like I said, this is our first time doing open mic this year. We haven't did it since November. And so I'm just really excited to see what books we get to hear about tonight. So if you're in the chat room and you would like to call in, definitely get on the mic or the phone, because definitely it's a phone. If you have a mic up hooked up to your computer, definitely get on the mic and call in again to 646-716-4093. So I want to start off with we're going to be reading a book coming on as Book of the Month in just about a month or so with Letitia Lovely. And she also writes under the name Ziri Day. I'm really excited to be able to have her featured as a Book of the Month through us, mainly because she's a well-known author. She's also under Dafina Kensington Books, so she has a huge, nice, well-known publisher. So we're really excited to be able to have her on as the Book of the Month. She will be coming on the AMBC Radio later on as well. So I wanted to read her synopsis, and then I will go into the featured poems that I would like to showcase tonight and have you guys here. So again, for those who are in the chat room, welcome. I see a few that have popped in. Also, if you are a guest, I want to recommend you to register for Blog Talk Radio so that you will be able to type into the chat room and that we'll be able to see your names whenever you come into the chat room. So definitely feel free to register at any time so the next time you come in, you can be able to chat in the chat room. So I'm going to be telling you a little bit about A Preacher's Passion. And A Preacher's Passion is by author Letitia Lovely. And you can get to know Letitia Lovely at letitialovely.com. And I'm just going to read her synopsis on the back, and hopefully that when she is showcasing the Book of the Month, that some people will be interested in gaining and purchasing her novel. So Passion Perkins is hot to trot. After being celibate for 5 long years, she's ready, willing, and able to end her drought. But she's also determined to hold out for Mr. Wright, a man her friend says doesn't exist. Until LaVon Chapman walks into her life, a powerful and handsome man who has come to the community to film an inspirational DVD about Passion's minister, Dr. Stanley Lee, and his fairy wife, Carly, but LaVon is only in town for 8 weeks. Passion is now on a mission to make LaVon her husband and to end her celibacy, and not necessarily in that order. But she's not the only one. It seems Dr. Lee, though a master in the pulpit, is a dud between the sheets. So Kyla Lee has LaVon in her sights and is determined to end up on top. Before long, other members of the church community are entangled in scandals of their own, and while some are getting busy in the service to the Lord, others are just simply getting busy. So this is A Preacher's Passion by Miss Letitia Lovely. She has been raved by Rochester Reviewers, and also by an Essence bestseller author, George Walker. So definitely check out her book. She will be coming up in a few weeks, about a month. Before I do jump into the post, I do want to allow the first caller on the line. So we're going to take it to the phone lines, and then we're going to take it to our future poems of the month. Area code 704, you're on the line live with Tamika. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
This is Johanna. I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, Johanna. How are you doing? I haven't seen your number up here in a while, so I wasn't
familiar
with it yet. Okay. So I usually know your number when it pops up. But, yeah, it's been a while, so tell us a little bit about what's going on.
I wanted to this will be the first time I get to read my my synopsis, and because I think I usually miss the show. Like I was saying, the Black Stone is part of the title of my next book called Gemini and the Black Stone, which is related to the first book, Kill the Messenger, Gemini.
Right. And I'm really excited that you're finally getting able to get the sequel out, because I know that the first one's been, no, it's the prequel, I'm sorry, because the first one has been out for a while. So I'm real eager to hear what you're going to be putting in the prequel. And for those who don't know what a prequel is, it's the book, it's like going back in time and telling things that's happened before whatever happened in the first book that came out. So that's what a prequel is. Instead of a sequel, it's a prequel. So go ahead, Joanne, tell us a little bit about what's going to go on.
In the second book?
Yes, in the second one.
Okay, in the second book, Gemini has gone back to the spaceship and the mothership, where she has allowed her body to rest and heal, and she has spoken with the others and told them what her experience was like on Earth. And now she's ready to go back to Earth, down to Cuba, where they're going to use that landmass as a haven for those who survive the coming cataclysm. This is an apocalyptic book, and so there are several ways that the Earth can be destroyed, but only one way will actually happen.
And so are you currently still writing on the prequel right now, or have you completed it?
I'm still working on it. I'm about halfway through it.
This is really interesting. So I noticed you were telling me that you're starting doing a lot more different things. You're really getting out there, which I'm really excited about. So tell us a little bit about what you have coming up as far as where people will be able to see you.
Okay, I'm going to be at a North Carolina Mental Health Consumers Organization convention in Raleigh, North Carolina in May, and I'll be doing a book signing there, and there'll be other vendors there, but I'll be the only book signer. And then in September, I'll be going to the Dragon Con, which is held in Atlanta, and it's a sci-fi, fantasy, gaming convention. And so since my book is science fiction, that's where I chose to make my my appearance.
Wow. So that sounds really exciting that you're getting out there. That was great that they have those avenues for science fiction novels. For those who are interested in obtaining Kill the Messenger, Gemini, or even when the Black Stone comes out, let them know where they can find you as far as your website and your email or anything like that.
Well, my website is killthemessengergemini.synthesite.com, and it can be found on Barnes & Noble's or Amazon.com or any of the smaller book book ordering services.
All right.
And yeah.
Well, I see that you're definitely getting out there. You're making moves. Continue to do it. Definitely, I want to encourage you to do that. I'm so excited about everything that's going on. And everyone who doesn't know, Joanna was our Book of the Month in back in January. So definitely make sure to check out her and her books, the second book that's going to be coming out, and as far as her book that's out currently. So definitely thanks, Joanna, for calling in. Anything else you want to say before we disconnect?
No, that's all. It's good talking to you.
It was great talking to you, too. So come around, because you sure was, like, MIA for a while. So.
Yeah.
I know that everybody's out there on the grind, so definitely I look to see you on some of the next shows coming up.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Joanna.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Again, when that was Joanna Nimley, author of Kill the Messenger, Gemini, calling out of Charlotte, North Carolina. I want to thank her again for calling in. We do have a few people in the chat room, so those who would like to call in, definitely feel free to do so. Of course, if you have the opportunity to get exposed, we have a lot of listeners that tune into the Open Mic Archives, and they take notes and write these titles down for something that may catch their attention. And so, like I quote all the time, not everyone can be the Book of the Month at once, but the Open Mic gives you the opportunity to let your book get known as well. So definitely feel free to call in. I'm going to go ahead and expose our poems of the month that are also currently on the website. And one is by Mr. Langston Hughes. Another is by Tupac Shakur. And I'm going to read both of these poems, and they're both really, really fairly short. But I have really enjoyed reading these poems. And so I hope you guys really enjoy them. So let's go ahead and jump into those. This one is called Cross, and this one is by Mr. Langston Hughes. My old man's a white old man, and my old mother's black. If I ever cursed my white old man, I'd take my curses back. If I ever cursed my black old mother and wished she were in hell, I'm sorry for that evil wish, and now I wish her well. My old man died in a fine big house. My ma died in a shack. I wonder where I'm going to die, but being neither white nor black. And so that was a poem by Mr. Langston Hughes, I really enjoyed. Very powerful message there. So I hope you guys definitely go in there and look it up. It is on the AMBC website, aambookclub.com. So let's jump into Mr. Tupac Shakur's poem. And his poem is titled, I Cry. And for those people who have actually listened to Tupac's music, you know that a lot of his music is poetic. As always, some of it is definitely inspirational. So one of my favorite songs by him is Dear Mama. So I definitely wanted to showcase one of his poems on the website. And this one is called I Cry. Sometimes when I'm alone, I cry because I am on my own. The tears I cry are bitter and warm. They flow with life but take no form. I cry because my heart is torn. I find it difficult to carry on. If I had an ear to confiding, I would cry among my treasured friend. But who do you know that stops that long to help another carry on? The world moves fast, and it would rather pass by than to stop and see what makes one cry so painful and sad. And sometimes I cry, and no one cares about why. And that was a poem by Tupac Shakur, very inspirational. I mean, I enjoyed that one to the fullest. If you guys definitely want to find out more poems like that, I found this off of Googling African American poets. So I'll definitely get the website for you guys before the show ends. But I can't get the site right now, but definitely look up those two poems, Cross
and I Cry by Mr. Langston Hughes and Tupac Shakur at AAM Book Club and click on Featured Poems. We're going to go ahead to a short break. We will return right after this.
Sugar.
When I think of fire,
guys. Welcome.
We're going to go ahead and bring it back to the phone lines. I hope you guys have enjoyed that one. That's one of my favorite songs. I know it's fairly old, but it's one of my favorite songs by Sherelle and Alexander O'Neill, which is Saturday Love. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. Trying to take it back to the 80s just a little bit. So definitely, let's go ahead and connect with the next caller. We have a couple of people on the line, so if you're on the line, definitely make sure that you hold on. When you do get on the line, make sure there's no a lot of noise behind you. If you have the computers up, just turn them down because they will mess up with the phone lines, definitely. So we're going to connect with area code 813. Tell me your name, where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Pinellas Park.
And who's calling
you? Can
you
hear me? Shalona Amos.
Hi. Okay, yes, you're in the chat room. So definitely, thanks for calling in. I'm kind of interested to hear about your book. I haven't yet heard about it, but I love the book cover. So I'm going to be quiet and let you go ahead, and the floor is yours.
Oh, okay. My story, my book is about, it's a true story. It's called Diary of a Sex Addict, and I'm working on part two of it right now. And it's about the sex addict from Tampa, Florida. I didn't reveal the identity because she asked me not to. It's about her sexual addiction, about how she lives her secret life, friends and family, how they think of her as normal, no one ever knows. And it started when she was 7 years old. So, hello?
Yeah, yes, I can hear you. Something's going on with your line a little bit, but you're still connected.
When she was 7 years old, that's when it started, and it was a lot of things that happened to her as a child, and that pretty much led up to her living her life the way she lived. So it was a very interesting story, so I chose to, write her story and not reveal her identity because she asked me not to. So, but it's really interesting.
So definitely, so everything in the book is a true story?
Everything, yes. And some of the things in there were just so shocking. You know, I just didn't really want to write them, but, you know, she was like, well, it's true. It's a true story, so you just have to give it straight like it is. And I'm like, okay, well, when I write part two, I'm just going to have to just, you know, finish off and because it's the second part.
Wow. So the second part, is that also going to be based on the same person?
Uh-huh.
Awesome. Okay, so can you say it's like a memoir or something of that information?
It's pretty much the actual events that happened up in her life. It's like a memoir, and it started way back when she was seven. So it's like telling the story from, you know, seeing how a 7 year old sees it then. Going up until, graduation and on.
That definitely sounds like something I need to read. What inspired you to write her story?
Actually, I started writing an empowerment book for women, and I wasn't really, I was writing it, but I wasn't really feeling it. And when I met her, she was like, we went to talking, and I was like, wow. And she was like, yeah, why don't you write my story? And I was like, yeah, it's interesting. So I took notes for like, three or four days, and then within a week and a half, I wrote the book, and everything just flowed, and I just had it done. I'm like, wow, and I just saw everything as I wrote it, and, everything she told me, I just jotted it down, so.
And so is this your debut novel?
Huh?
Is this your debut novel?
Is it what now?
Your debut, your first novel?
Oh, yes, my first, yes.
Oh, so how has the journey been as far as after your first book is coming out and people have read it? How has it been for you?
It's been just amazing. It happened so quick. It's just everything happened so quick. I just, the week and a half, and I went and published, and I did everything, and just everything's just been happening. It's just like, wow. So, and then I'm working on the second one, and it's just, and when people read, they're like, oh, my goodness. And I don't know. It's just happening so quick.
Oh, no,
I just started writing.
So I'm definitely interested in the read. So for those who want to read Diary of a Sex Addict or find any information about you, where should they go to do that?
They can go to my website, which is soulonfirepublishing.com or myspace.com/soulonfirepublishing, or they can, those are the main sites. They can read excerpts from it on MySpace or either on Facebook.
Wow.
And I'm not sure if I put one on Blog. I think I put one on Blog Talk Radio also.
Wow. Now, I do want to ask before we disconnect, since it's such an important topic, what do you want people to gain from reading this book?
Well, actually, to let them know, because I know a lot of people have, like females, have sexual addictions, but that's something that when I was younger was never talked about. And a lot of women don't like to talk about. But her story, I mean, a lot of people tell me, well, it touched me or it sent me through all different types of emotions because my goal was to let them really actually feel what she felt and to, you know, as things happened, to just know how she was feeling so they could, you know, pretty much tap into their emotions too. So, I mean, it's just I want to let them know that, you know, people do go through certain things.
And we have one question.
Not about
this. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, we have one question in the chat room, and they ask, what are some of the methods you have used for marketing your book?
I'm just everywhere. I mean, I do everything. I sell it on my site. I sell it via MySpace. I sell it in the bookstore. I go up to people on the street. Actually, I don't even know. I have a street team, and we just get out there, and me and the other author, Teresa Patterson, and pretty much tell people about the book, and I let them read it, and they just tell other people, and people say, I heard about the book. I'm like, how did you hear about it? From such and such, and I just tell them, and they buy the books, and that's it.
Well, definitely, I wish you a lot of luck.
I do advertisements also.
I'm going to be looking you up to see, just to check you out and check up your website because I haven't personally been on your site. And definitely I'm going to be getting the read, so definitely I'm going to, when I'm done reading it, because I do have a list. I always have my list of books. But I'm definitely interested in that. So definitely much success with that. Congratulations. And continue to do what you do. And I'm really excited. Let us know when the second one is going to be coming out.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Shalana. Again, everyone, that was Ms. Shalana Amos. I hope I'm saying last name correctly. Amos, and she has written the book Diary of a Sex Addict. Again, if you want to read up on more information about that, contact her on her website. Look up her book. Definitely sounds like something that a lot of teenagers, maybe even preteens, need to get into and read. So thank you for calling in. We're going to connect with our next caller from area code 727. If you can state your name, where you're calling from, and then we will open up the floor for you. Area code 727.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Teresa Patterson. I'm calling from Florida, St. Petersburg.
Hi. Well, I've been seeing you around lately. Yeah,
how
I really
are you?
Have. It seems like it would like I see your name a lot now. Now that I know it, I see it a lot now when I go to different websites and things like that. So
that's good. Thank you.
On the phone.
Shalana told me to call in, so I called in.
Yeah, I'm glad that you did. If I'm not mistaken, I don't want to say if you're not, but are you coming to the national meeting as well?
Yeah.
Okay, I knew you were the same one. Okay.
Yeah, it's me. Yeah, that's me.
Okay, everybody, well, let me announce. And for those after you hear about Teresa's book, if you want to meet her in person, she will be at the 2009 AMBC National Meeting in San Antonio, Texas. So, Teresa, I'm going to go ahead and open up the floor to you so you can tell everyone about your book.
Okay. Okay, my book is called Ex-Boyfriend, and this one I self-published myself. Through my editing company, my publishing company is called Edit Again Publications, and it can be bought on my site, Edit Again Publications. It can be bought on TeresaDPatterson.com or Amazon.com. And I'm going to read the synopsis on the back.
Okay.
Okay, it says, Terrence James is Vicky Holliday's ex-boyfriend. Rejected for the majority of his life, he refuses to accept rejection again. He is determined not to let Vicky go, no matter what it takes. He continues to behave as though they never broke up, when it was his doggish ways that caused the split. Vicky tries to ignore Terrence when he begins following her around. No matter where she goes, Terrence is guaranteed to show up and cause a scene. Not only does he stalk her, his actions show her a side of him she's never seen. He's vandalizing her property, harassing her friends, and threatening any man he thinks she might be involved with. The last straw is when he breaks into her apartment and is confronted by her new love interest. Will someone end up in a body bag?
Wow. Okay. So that book, I saw the book. I can see the cover in my head right now. I didn't know it was all about that. I didn't know it was like that. Oh, so I'm going to have to see what happens.
Oh, trust me. It's a good story. It's a page turner.
And you said this is your debut, right?
No, actually, this is my fourth book.
Oh, so tell us about some of your other books that have come out. I really thought this is your debut.
That's the first one that I published myself. The other ones were published by others.
Oh, okay.
My first book actually is called Issue World Black Girl. My second book is Project Queen. And my third book is Uncrossing Her Legs.
Uncrossing Her Legs?
Uncrossing Her Legs.
Oh, no. Okay. Now, Uncrossing Her Legs, that's a totally different title. That kind of sounds interesting. What's that about?
It's erotica. It's basically about...
Yes. I wanted you to say that. I kind of figured it was.
It's basically about this woman who kind of, like, uses her assets to get to the top of mutual funds corporation. She used her assets to get to the top, and she don't let anything stop her from getting what she wants. But there is, like, a reason behind why she, you know, behaves the way that she does. And as the story develops, it comes out.
Hmm.
I won't give too much away. I'm gonna put my website on the thing so they can just go over there and they can read some excerpts on my site.
For those who are not in the chat room or who are going to be listening to the archives, go ahead and save the link for them so that they can be able to go to and look at it as well.
It is TeresaDPatterson.com, which is my name, TeresaD Patterson.com. Or edit again, EditAgain, publications.com.
Hmm. So for those,
they can also get all of these books. They can get them all on Amazon.com as well.
Okay. Now with the ex-boyfriend, when people read that novel, what do you want them to take from it?
It's like really just very entertaining, but he stalks her. He ends up turning out being a stalker, and like in the beginning you don't like him, but by the end of the book you end up sympathizing with him and really feeling his pain and understand why he's the way that he is. What I wanted people to take from it is that you don't have to let somebody control your life. There's always a way out.
Okay. Mm. So, yes, I'm really excited I get to meet you, and then I can get my own sign. Personal copy of The Ex-Boyfriend.
I'm excited, too. I am very excited.
This is very interesting. So besides for the national meeting, any other events that you plan on going to?
I'm going to be in Baltimore, D.C. area in April, in the beginning of April, but I don't have the exact times and places, but I'm going to post it on my website. So April 3rd to the 5th, I will be in D.C. in Baltimore.
All right, April 3rd through the 5th. Okay, well, definitely. That's real, like, it's like in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm excited.
But definitely.
Yeah, I'll be selling all of my books. I'll be bringing Ex-Boyfriend as well, and also Project Queen and Uncrossing Her Legs.
Project Queen and Uncrossing Her Legs. I love that title, Uncrossing Her Legs. Very original, by the way, so good job on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, but again, I want to thank you for calling in and telling us about a couple of your novels. We got to hear about a few, so not just your latest one. So, again, thank you for calling in. I look forward to meeting you this summer.
I'm looking forward to it, too.
Yeah, so definitely continue to do what you're doing, and much success to you. Until we meet again, definitely take care and have fun on your trip up in D.C.
Okay, thank you. I will. You have a good night.
You too. Again, that was Ms. Teresa D. Patterson, the author of Ex-Boyfriend, and I loved her other title, Uncrossing Her Legs. That was so original.
So definitely, I encourage you all to check her out at TeresaDPatterson.com. Again, she is going to be an author at the national meeting. And a quick note for those who haven't heard about the AMBT national meeting, it will be a two-day literary event of book signings, the Neil Soul Portrait Night, book lovers breakfast, authors dinners, giveaways, vendors, all sorts of goodies are going to be going on this weekend. So if you have not registered as of yet, I strongly encourage you to do so. If you're going to become with the book club, definitely let us know because there is book club discounts. So definitely go to AAMBCNationalMeeting.com to get all the information on that particular event. If you're an artist looking to host a signing table, almost all the tables are gone. So definitely make sure that you register early on and get a table, a signing table for yourself. San Antonio is a very large city. We're going to have lots of fun that weekend. So definitely visit the site at AAMBC National Meeting. And also the award ceremony, the 2009 AMBC Awards, will be taking place this year. And the nominees, the voting is still going on. We just have 30 days left for the nomination. So definitely go to aambcvoting.blogspot.com and vote for these year's nominees for those who you believe should win. So we're going to go ahead and connect with our next caller from area code 516. You're on the line live with Tamika on AMBC Radio. Can you state your name and where you're calling from?
Oh, hi. Hi, this is Fabiola Sully. I'm calling from Lugan, New York.
Hi, Fabiola. It has been a while. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I've been blessed.
And for those who don't know about Fabiola, she is in the volume one of the AAMBC anthology, which is currently in stores everywhere, so you can look up the AMBC anthology on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all that other stuff. So definitely make sure that you check it out, and a lot of her future poems are in the anthology as well. So, Fabiola, I'm going to go ahead and turn the floor over to you, and you can go ahead and tell us about some of the things you want us to hear tonight.
Sure. My book currently, Finding the Way Home, I'm on the verge of editing that book currently with a new company. I'm kind of very, very happy about that. Once I finish editing, I will let you guys know when it's ready to come out. Tonight I'm actually going to read one of the poems from the book. It's called Bag Lady, Fabiola's Version. I actually got the idea from this poem from Erica Badu's song, which is also named Bag Lady.
Right, okay.
And one of the lyrics I kind of caught me by surprise was, like, I guess, Bag Lady, you should catch a bus. You can't hurry up because you have too much stuff. When I actually heard this, I kind of hit me because I'm actually a bus. I used to be a bus rider myself. And I know how it is, like, when you go on the bus and you're carrying, like, all these bags, and you feel like you're, like, in everybody's way, or you feel like they're kind of, like they're kind of symbolized issues or stuff that's kind of holding you back. So here's actually my poem. Here we go. Bag Lady, Fabiola's Version. I watched this lady hop on the bus, who looked about my age, with two bags on each hand, struggling to get on board and taking her money out, trying to find somewhere to sit as she bumped into people. Everybody staring at her like she was a sideshow, giving her dirty looks and laughing as she passed by. No one did seem to help her, even with struggle written on her face. But when her stop came, she heard her way to the front of the bus. She got off by a clothing store and just stood there, looking at the reflection through the store window. I watched her as she walked away, leaving the bags on the curb, not even turning back. I know she didn't see me, but I clapped for her as she walked away, for I used to be her.
That was real nice, Fabiola.
Was that a poem or was that like an excerpt from a book?
This is actually a poem.
Hmm. And so what was your whole deal? Can you explain again what your whole meaning was behind the poem?
Yeah, the way I see with the bad lady was I kind of like picturing like a normal lady coming on a bus and she's holding like groceries and shopping bags,
right.
And she's getting on.
Mm-hmm.
She feels like she's bumping into everybody and they're giving her a look because she bumped into not even by mistake. Or they don't want to bother with her because of the way she looks, or they feel like, oh, she's going to take up a lot of space. And because I see a lot of girls like that, especially since I'm like I said, I used to be a bus rider. And I know, and I kind of see when I read the poem, I kind of see myself too, because I used to be one of those ladies who carried a lot of bags.
Yeah, and that kind of takes me back to when my mother was alive. She told me about a dream that she once had, and she was, I guess she had said that God was trying to tell her something. And so she had this dream where she had all this luggage, and she was at the airport, and she was trying to get through the little metal detector thing. But every time she went through, the buzzer would go off, and it would tell her, no, you can't take this bag. And so she went through again, and the buzzer went off again. And so this kept going on and on, but it would tell her that she had to let go of one of those bags until she finally had nothing in her hand. And so when all the bags were let go and she didn't have anything in her hand, she was finally able to walk through. And so when she told us that dream had kind of touched me because it explains how, you know, where God is trying to tell you that you can't move forward all that luggage, all that baggage. You know, you have to sometimes let things go for you to be able to move on. So I thought when she had told us that dream a few years ago, it has always stuck with me. And so with you bringing up this poem, the bag lady, it brought it back to me about this dream. I will never forget that dream that she told me. I think that the poem is definitely good. It definitely has a good, strong message to it. I definitely kind of relate to it on a personal level. So thank you for reading it to us. Do you have another poem that you want us to hear tonight, too?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great.
I am sorry. This next poem I have is called Beauty. This is actually one of my first poems I ever wrote while I was in college. And this kind of just says about people think that they know someone by just their looks or their beauty or how striking they are, but sometimes there's something hidden within that. Here we go. Beauty. Can you tell a lot about a person by just their beauty? Can you tell what they like or how they think? Can you tell what life is to them by their sparkling eyes and their flawless skin? Do you know if they like midnight walks? Do you know if they like sports or even likes it rough when making love? But most of all, do you know what they really are and if they can love you back? Because it can be a distraction. So what really lies ahead? So beware and keep guard before it sucks you in.
Oh, the definite inspiration. So for those who are listening, what would you say your poems aim towards? What do you want people to get from after reading your poetry?
I would say I'm just sharing part of myself and my experience. And if my words can help out, someone or they like the way I express certain things, I'll be very happy. But it's just for me just expressing myself or stuff that's like would have been bottled in.
And for those who are interested in reading more of your poems, can you let them know where they can go to read more about you?
Oh, yes. They can actually go to my MySpace page. You can go into myspace.com, and it's Fabiola, a.k.a. Mystic Poet. I was actually spelled as you on the board. And you can also go to my website, which is www.fabiolasollysworks.com.
Now, I heard that you're currently editing your current book. So after you've done that, we're done with the editing, what's going to be next for you?
Hopefully within, after everything is done, I would just like tell everybody that my book is actually out, and I'll probably start showcasing it more. I haven't had any bookings yet, but I will spread the word. I will spread the word about my book, though, when it comes out.
Well, great, great. We do have those in the chat room. I want you to type out your web link and how to get in contact with you. But again, thanks for coming on, Fabiola, and reading those poems to us. And when you do re-release the book, let me know so that we can work out something for people to know that it's out there and to go out and get it.
No problem.
Thank you, Fabiola, for calling in. Have yourself a great evening. And again, everyone, Fabiola is the poet featured in the ABC Anthology. She has several of her poems in there. So if you haven't purchased a copy of the anthology, I highly recommend you doing that. There are 10 authors in there with 10 short stories. My short story, She Was a Friend of Mine, is also in that anthology. I will post a link to the book trailer for She Was a Friend of Mine so people can go out there and get the anthology. There are a lot of varieties of stories in the anthology, from romance, drama, sci-fi, poetry, urban Christian, all those genres of stories are in that anthology. So definitely you can go to AMBC Publications and look at the authors and look at the book. And you go anywhere and get the copy of the anthology. And also make sure that you support Fabiola when she re-releases her novel, and you can visit her on her site. So thank you, Fabiola, for calling in. Make sure to type in your link in the chat room for those who want to look you up later on tonight. So we're going to connect with our next caller. They're calling from area code 910. This area code looks very familiar, so I think I know the area. For those who are calling from area code 901, state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Great. Who's calling? Hello, 901?
Let's see.
Okay, so say your name again because we lost you for a minute.
Okay, Arnita Fields.
Arnita Fields. Are you calling from, like, Memphis or North Carolina?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I knew the area code. Okay, I'm getting a little better, y'all. So, area code, you know, I get a lot of calls on my line all the time, so you know I have to know these area codes because you never know, it may be a bill collector calling. I don't want to answer the phone, so I have to
go. I know, yeah, I'm calling from Memphis, Tennessee.
Alright, so I'm going to go ahead and turn the floor over to you so you can tell us a little bit about you.
Well, my name is Arnita Fields, and I'm a poet and a writer. And I guess I've been writing for almost 10 years, and I actually started to write after I experienced, I guess you can say, a little lull in my spiritual life. At the time, my husband and I were separated, so as a form of therapy for me, the Lord led me to just write. And so I just started writing, and before I knew it, I had books and books of poetry and different short stories. So when we reconciled and, you know, God healed us of, you know, our past and our wounds and whatnot, then that's when he began to lead me to say that it was okay for me to start publishing them. So in 2006, I published my first book of poetry. And now my third book was just released in January. So
I'm really excited about this one. More so, it's not saying that I wasn't happy about my first one, but for some reason this one I have a strong connection with the poems in the book because they came about after my job was downsized and I had all this time, free time on my hands. So during that time I just wrote and prayed and studied the word and wrote some more, and this book came as a result of that time that I spent with the Lord.
Wow, okay. Well, are you going to read us a synopsis of it or a little snippet or something up from the book?
Yes, I can read you the synopsis on the back, and then I'll read a poem that the Lord just gave me to share with you all.
Okay.
On the back of the book, on the synopsis is, the infallible word of God, it never changes, loses its power, or fades away. It says, Arnita L. Fields steps into the word of God and brings to the forefront scripture which helped to keep her grounded during the season of pruning. The word of God is fused with poetic words to bring about a powerful magnetic connection in the spirit. The word, a poetry connection, is the third collection of poetry from poet, writer, and author Arnita L. Fields. The word of God is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. A daily dose of the word would enable each Christian to grow stronger in their love and commitment for such an awesome God. May your life be thoroughly enriched and energized as you experience God's unconditional love and instruction in the word, a poetry connection.
Wow. Definitely sounds like a strong message there. Oh.
Yeah, it really is because, like I said, during that time, I was working a corporate job. I had all the little perks that went with it, cell phone, just everything that went with it. And I went to see Bishop Jakes that Friday at my mom's church, and he was just he preached about God is the God of your struggle. So that Friday, I went that Friday night not knowing that when I walked into work that Monday morning, I was going to have only a couple of hours to clean out my desk. Because they had made some cutbacks, and my position was one of those positions that was cut. So, not knowing, God had already prepared me that Friday night for what was going to come forth on that Monday. So, when I was off work, I'm like, okay, God, what am I going to do? And he just said, I just want you to just spend some time with me, you know, meditating and praying and reading. And so, I just stuck my nose, you know, in the word, because that what kept me, because I really didn't know what was the next step in my life, where God was leading me to, and that's what he did. You know, he just got me to just getting my poems together and the writings and some different things, and he just started really speaking to me during that time. So it was a blessing that the downsizing came, because it helped me to grow closer, you know, in my relationship with God. And so that's what keeps me now, you know, when I'm just wondering what's next. I just go back to the word, and then, you know, I just get, you know, what if I need from him from that.
Wow, okay. So now you're currently promoting your current work. Are you looking to bring out any new works in the future?
Yes, I'm in editing process for another book, poetry that I wrote when I was off for a couple of weeks during the Christmas holiday. So that one is called America's Change, and it's actually a book. Most of the poems I write, they are Christian poetry, but this one is geared towards, not saying that it's not geared towards everyone, but this one is more an open letter to our country that I've been working on poems in regards to that. So I'm editing on that one right now, and so hopefully by the end of the summer I'll be through.
Okay. Now, so you're doing a lot of writing and trying to get the message out there. Is there a way that people can meet you in person?
Oh, yes. Well, actually, next week, Saturday, in Memphis, there is it's the Living Your Dreams Literary Art Seminar, and that's going to be held next Saturday in Memphis. It's an all-day event, and the area that I'll be teaching on will be showing people on how to edit their work for publication. And like I said, it's an all-day event, and it's going to be held at the Memphis Botanic Gardens, and it's an all-day event, and is hosted by the Living Your Dreams Now Literary Foundation, and that's based here in Memphis, Tennessee, and is another author that is her foundation, but she's hosting that along with several authors here in Memphis, Tennessee.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking to make my way into Memphis. I don't know when, but I know I will eventually, because I'm looking to do some events and things there. So, I hope to meet you when I be able to come to that area, or hopefully
that would be great.
I go a lot of places, so hopefully we'll cross paths at some point.
Okay, that would be great. That would be just a wonderful thing. I try to keep up with a lot. With the emails and online with everyone. And so I kind of been off of work. I had surgery a couple of weeks ago, so I've been off for, the last about 3 weeks now. And so I've been having a little bit more time, to read emails and get in on the different, chats and things like that, because I really didn't, have the opportunity to before.
Right. So I'm definitely excited about your message that you have coming out. And your book definitely sounds like it has a strong message behind it that it could definitely stand on its own. So I definitely want to encourage those people to be able to go out there, get it, and support you. And for those who want to learn more about you, where can they go to look up more things about you or even purchase a copy of the book?
Well, as far as, purchasing the books, they can go on Amazon.com, Target.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and I'm trying to get it set up to where they can get it off of the website through the publishing company I just started. And so they can actually go to the publishing company is www.holypoetrypublications.net, and so that's the book's website, and hopefully I'll get that on there sometime soon. But other than that, they can go on any of the online vendors and merchandisers, and they can purchase it off of those as well.
All right. Well, again, I want to thank you for coming in and letting us know about your works that you have coming out. Definitely continue to do that. And like I said, I know that we'll cross paths eventually. We just don't know when yet, but definitely if you get an email, you see I'm coming your way, remind me, because when I come to places, I sometimes meet up with local artists that are in the area, just so I won't be bored while I'm there, just to go somewhere and do something. So definitely let me know.
Yeah, that would be great, too, because at my church they have a book club, and they're very active, and most of the authors that come into town, they tend to stop through, and just, say hi or whatever. So, it's really a blessing, and to come together and just, network and to, just support, and share with each other. That's a good thing. That's a good thing about this.
Awesome. Well, definitely. Well, I'm really excited about everything that you're doing. Continue to do it. Of course, I'm always watching everybody, so I like to stay familiar with what people are doing just so I will be in the know and I won't be lost when, I meet people and things like that. So I'll be keeping an eye out on some of the things that you have going on. So definitely much success with you.
Okay, thank you so much, and so much success with you as well.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. I sure appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye. Have a good night.
You too.
All right, everyone, we're going to break to a short commercial, and then we're going to be right back, and we're going to close out open mic with our last reading of the night.
Such a sweet memory, baby, of you and me, and how we used to be beautifully young. Sometimes I just sit and smile, thinking about it for a while, wondering how you're doing now.
So sweet.
Baby, of you and me, and how we used to be
beautifully young.
Sometimes I just sit and smile, thinking about it for a while, wondering how you're doing now.
I heard you were married, had a few babies, put on a few pounds, that grown man weight. But I heard you looked real good, making six feet. say, hey, how you doing these days?
I just spend my I don't ever wanna hurt you, man. 'Cause when Thank you. stop, Jenny, stop. You boo boo?
No.
Don't let him drink that water. Okay, Deja. You can't have something to you. You're too little.
Thank you. All the things we need to do is love. So, you talk to them, they love. They're the one, man. They're the benefit. Nigga, stop yelling. I'm dead, stop yelling. All of the world has a face, a curse.
Junior, stop, boy.
ご両親は殺されたのよ。
Cut the water off.
Come on. リモコンで動くように改造したのよ。
すごいだろう。
ちょっとすごいかも。そのくらい怖い。
Push it back down, Deja. Okay.
You'll be right.
I'm about to get out and go to bed. It's about that time. It's about that time. It's about that time. It's about that time.
He said, too, he won't. doing that to my baby.
All right.
Why are you looking like that?
What is
up with it? Oh, he's peeing. He looked at me like, what was that?
He's like, don't get
what is up
with it. What's up? His
bed,
his bed,
so. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Damn, wait, shit! Say that was your problem! Damn! Hey, I can't find it, shut up!
See, look, when you get back to me.
Shut up, Marcus!
Do I say that to you?
Shut up! Hey, you should have had stuff ready.
What?
Yourself out.